You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
The government has changed pay equity laws, halting all existing claims and reducing the number of workers who can argue for better pay based on gender discrimination. Associate Finance Minister David Seymour said the law change would save billions and that the minister in charge, Brooke Van Velden, had saved the budget. However, Finance Minister Nicola Willis has denied that the law change would help her budget. The bill was rushed through under urgency, with all opposition parties opposing it. New figures show the unemployment rate has remained unchanged from last quarter at 5.1%. However, the number of people in full-time employment fell, while the number in part-time employment grew. Ant National has put forward a members' bill proposal that would ban social media for under-16s. Labour leader Chris Hipkins told reporters he's broadly supportive of a ban as part of a wider discussion. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke with Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone about all of these topics. Here is that interview. The government has halted all pay equity claims as a cost-saving measure. Is it acceptable to underpay women so the Crown can save money?
Not at all. And they need to be upfront about that being exactly what they've done here. The only one that's admitted it is David Seymour. This is horrific. You know, women are effectively paying for tax cuts that were unaffordable, for tax rates for landlords and for tax breaks to the tobacco industry. And it sets women back, you know, at least a decade in terms of the progress that was being made against with pay equity and trying to address that gender pay disparity.
The government says the old pay equity scheme wasn't working. Is that a fair assessment?
It's not fair at all. They got rid of the pay equity task force last year, and they said that what we had in place was working. And so why now are they dismantling what we had in place? The only explanation is that they're trying to save some money so that they can pay for the things that were unaffordable before and potentially fund other things that are in this budget.
There's also a constitutional element to this. Is this the kind of bill that should be passed under urgency?
No, not at all. And I think that was part of what was so disappointing about this. People didn't get the opportunity to make a public submission, to have their voice heard, to properly scrutinise or interrogate the bill and the government on this matter. There's no real reason why this should have gone through, except for the cost-saving purpose that everyone is assuming why the government are doing it in the first place. But it just seems to be a horrible way in which to treat our democracy and our citizens who should have had a say on this bill.
The unemployment rates have remained consistent, but this is still a four-year high. What do you think is driving this?
Oh, look, the economy is still struggling. And even recently, I went to one of my own business associations, the Rosebank Road Business Association, and the message there is that businesses are downscaling, people are being laid off, and they're not necessarily seeing the green shoots that the government are talking about. Now, the unemployment rate may be the same for the whole country, but actually in Auckland, it's significantly worse compared to last quarter. It's at 6.4% now, compared to 5.1% for the rest of the country and compared to 5.3% last quarter for Auckland. I'm really concerned about what that means for Auckland.
Māori and Pacific unemployment has also risen. Does this show a particular impact on these communities?
Yep, and it's always the case when the economy is doing poorly, when people lose jobs or employers have to lay people off, the first ones to go are Māori and Pacific. They are more likely to be in those precarious areas of work. And so, you know, the first to fall victim, really. For Pacific, we saw that unemployment rate go up again. Last quarter it was 10.5%, this quarter it's 10.8%. It's probably something to do with the fact that 62% of all Pacific people live in Auckland, and Auckland is not faring well on the employment front. And so we've got some real concerns.
The number of people working full-time has also declined. Does this say anything about the changing nature of our economy?
I haven't seen any analysis of why this is the case, whether that is by choice or whether that is because there are fewer hours available and therefore people don't have the opportunity to pick up full-time work. So it would be important, I think, to go away and analyse the situation. I think the bottom line here is that the government have done nothing to create or retain jobs. And, you know, they came in at the election with the promise to address the cost of living for New Zealanders. And instead, we're seeing more New Zealanders unemployed and struggling more than ever.
Would you support a social media ban for under 16s?
Look, I certainly think that there is. We need to look at this. I'm a parent, as concerned as any other parent about what my children might be looking at online. And so I want to look at the options, but I certainly want to be assured and have the evidence to support that it's an option that would actually work.
Research has shown that regulating the content on platforms would be far more effective than more popular measures like social media bans for under 16s or banning phones in schools. Is this a legislative route you'd support?
These are discussions that need to be had, Caden, and I think they're very serious discussions. And I think parents across the country want the government to make informed decisions on this so that whatever decisions are taken are actually going to keep their kids safe.
That was Labor Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone on the scrapping of existing pay equity laws, new statistics on unemployment rates, and the Members' Bill proposal from National that would ban social media for under 16s.
That was our weekly chat with the Labor Party. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.